This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Even though I have a couple little ugly tales I want to get to before I get to some emails, and then we'll get to the getting the government we deserve and so much else to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to some other ugly stuff, I want to touch on this really quickly. Communists lie about everything all the time. That's going to obviously be a theme I never let up on this show because we have to understand it. Words are only weapons to them. You have a moral code, whatever your belief system is, you have a moral code that tells you telling the truth is important. Even if you've told lies in your life, and I know you have, let's be honest, we all have, you don't want people to know about it. You don't brag about it. It's kind of a shameful thing, if you're being honest. I look back on lies I've told, and I'm not proud of them. I wish I hadn't done that. But the communist does not share your morality. Good people, moral people, they always make the mistake of projecting their morality onto everybody. I just finished up last hour by talking about stealing, about my deep-seated hatred of stealing, and was it because of my childhood or something? I don't know the answer to that question, but we've had the discussion before when it comes to foreigners. So many foreigners around there, they were raised in cultures where, well, of course you steal. That's what everyone does. You steal whatever you can get your hands on. Your mom and dad don't raise you scolding you about taking a candy bar from the grocery store. If they don't guard the candy bars, of course you take a candy bar from the grocery store. You want the candy bar. If they're not guarding it, that's their fault. You take the candy bar. Why do these foreigners come over here and just steal? That's how they grew up. Again, your morality is not the morality of other people. So when it comes to telling the truth, communists do not share your morality. It's not like they'll just shade the truth a little, kind of hedge a little bit. They'll look you right in the face and tell you the sky is green. They'll scream it in your face. The sky is green. The sky is green. The sky is green. And you're sitting there thinking, wait, are they confused? Maybe he's colorblind? No. Words are simply weapons to be used for the revolution.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
This truth thing, is that helping the revolution? Why don't we just set that ridiculousness aside? We have a revolution to fight. Here's Sonny Hostin on The View. Before you were ever dismissive of The View, why do we care about The View? Why do you play The View? Do you understand how long The View has been on television and how many women in the United States of America watch The View during the day? Let me clue you in about something before I play the clip. The media. Any media job. Anyone. This one included. Any media job. It's not a charitable endeavor, right? You understand that your favorite radio host, TV host, writer, whatever, they're not charities. The organization they work for, or they themselves, if they're independent, has to make money, right? And the person doing the show is never going to make, ever, is never going to make more money personally than the show makes. You understand? Obviously. So I think it's ABC who runs The View. ABC, they have to bring in more money than they pay in salaries to the show hosts. You with me on that? It's an obvious point, but I want to make sure I make that point. Now, go look up the total in salaries The View hosts make. Doesn't matter what the exact number is, but it's millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Why is it millions and millions and millions of dollars? Because women across the United States of America watch that show en masse every day. They are influenced, heavily influenced, by the things that are said on that show. The show has been on since 1997. That's almost 30 years of broadcasting. Yes, they're dirty commies, and they're stupid, and they're all these other things. All those things are true, but they are influential. Joy Behar alone, Chris just looked it up, makes $6 million a year. That's one of them. A lot of people watch that show, and it damages the United States of America that communists just lie like this all the time.
Most undocumented immigrants pay more taxes than anyone. And we should also mention that they're five times less likely to commit crimes than Americans.
Those are all outright lies. It's not even close to being true at all. Not even little lies either. Factually, those things are completely wrong. But if you're a brain dead commie woman sitting at home popping Xanax, you watch that, you believe that, then you go out like a warrior and you carry those lies throughout society, and it affects our society, or infects our society, I should say. Let's knock out a couple emails before we move on. Dear Jesse, I am confused. Please, please, please straighten this out for me. I keep hearing how Iran's navy is decimated, and in the next sentence, how the Strait of Hormuz is virtually closed. So the navy hasn't been decimated, correct? All right, you know how we do this thing where we talk about history, and I oftentimes tell you, look at a map. I'm not just an old nerd who likes looking at maps. I swear on my life, whenever there are events going on in the world, or you're reading anything historically, ancient history to Vietnam, where it doesn't matter what it is, it will always help you. I promise you, it will. To look at a map. Look at a map. All right? Now, I want you to do something unless you're driving with me. I'm doing it with you. The Strait of Hormuz. Up, there it is, right there on my phone. See that Strait of Hormuz? If you're driving or didn't pull up your map, that's totally fine. The Strait of Hormuz is a choke point in the water. How do you get out to the open ocean? How do you get out to the open ocean? Well, you have to get into the Arabian Sea, which gets you into the Indian Ocean, which puts you anywhere you want in the world if you have a boat. But if you're Iraq, if you're Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, UAE, United Arab Emirates, if you want to ship oil from the Persian Gulf out into the ocean, Qatar, out into the ocean, you have to go through this narrow waterway choke point called the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian Navy, yes, has been mostly swept from the seas. They were never going to be able to withstand our Navy. Gone. Swept off the water. Devastating. But are you looking at your map? You see that northern part of the Strait of Hormuz? Now, how many things that aren't on the water have been implanted there that can shoot at things in the Strait of Hormuz? How many missile systems over the years have been built into the land, not the water, that can threaten ships? Why do you think the Trump administration came out and essentially said, hey, we're going to give insurance to your ships? Because if I'm an oil company, remember, I'm not a Navy. If I'm an oil company, let's say I'm getting in Qatar and I have a ship full of oil. I want to send it out to the world. I don't have a Navy. I don't have guns. If you tell me there's a chance my oil ship is going to get lit up by an Iranian missile, well, I can't send that ship out there. I need all that money. I can't just lose all that money. Somebody better insure that ship for me. The reason Trump came out and said, we're going to insure this stuff, is because people shipping oil, we're going to stop shipping oil because the Strait of Hormuz will be under threat until those land-based systems have been taken out. And the ships would simply stop moving. And if the oil stopped flowing through the Strait of Hormuz, then oil prices would go through the roof. And that means life is more expensive for you and more expensive for me. Chris, did I break that down okay? That makes sense. That's why. It's a waterway choke point, and if you looked at a map, it would make more sense. It's not the Navy that's on the water, because our Navy is so insanely powerful, we can just, and did, just sweep their Navy off. The problem is the land-based weapon systems. All right? All right. Now I'll get to what I kind of teased before, but I didn't get to a bit of injustice. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday, reminding you tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. It's always going to be a good time. Luke Rosaic is going to join us in about 10 minutes. Who is this guy? He's one of these great investigative journalists. The whole Kristi Noem thing, he's got the details. He's one of these guys. He digs into details. He has the who's who, the what's what. He's been digging into this stuff and reporting this stuff. How bad is it that Donald Trump, in the span of a morning, got on the phone and fired Kristi Noem? Must have been bad. Kristi Noem, not Kristi Noem. Shut up, Chris. Must have been bad. Luke Rosaic has the dirty details, and he'll give us those in about 10 minutes. If you're a detail nerd, which you know I am not, Luke will provide some of those to you and to me. Now, kind of along those lines, injustice. Injustice, it breaks up a country. Injustice is the reason we used to have 77% trust in our government back in 1960, and now we have 17%. Decades of watching elites get away with terrible things while we don't creates a distrust in the system. And there's a headline today. This is from PJ Media. The Biden auto pen probe ends the way so many others do. So it's over. Let me tell you that. Joe Biden was obviously not a functional adult. Joe Biden sat in the corner and sucked on his thumb while deranged communists like Anita Dunn ran the United States of America. That's why they governed so hard to the left, far to the left of where Joe Biden had been traditionally in his career. They governed that way because Joe Biden didn't govern at all. America-hating communists governed. And Joe Biden was so out of it, so non-functional, that his team of communists would pass executive orders. We don't even know the total scope of how many things were done by them, but I know you remember, at least maybe you remember vaguely, we woke up one morning and we saw that Joe Biden had just pardoned thousands of people, way more people than any other president had done, just total scumbags too. And we're looking and we're thinking, huh? What? Well, Joe Biden was drooling when all that stuff was going on. That stuff was done by the open jail communists inside the Biden administration. Now, let's just take a moment and let's think about the things Donald Trump has juggled in just the last year. Think about that. Donald Trump is trying to get the SAVE Act passed. He's prosecuting a war. He's out there giving speeches. He had to fire and then replace the DHS secretary. He had to. This is the last 24 hours. To be president of the United States of America, it really is a 20-hour-a-day job. Donald Trump famously does not sleep. Don Jr., when I was hanging with him, I told you that, told me that about him. His father just, there's something about him. Some people are built that way. 2-3 hours of sleep a night is what he needs. And when you look at all the things he does, you kind of have to be that. Now, fast forward to Joe Biden, who was barely functional when functional at all, and you had to catch him in that little 4 or 5 hour midday window before he started sundowning and losing all functionality. He couldn't do the job. So the job of the American president, the job of the American president was done by communist staffers around him, and they wounded this country as badly as they possibly could. And it wasn't, we're not talking tiny executive orders here about renaming a post office or something like that. We're banning LNG exports. We're costing jobs. We're wounding the United States of America. It is truly one of the great presidential scandals ever that we had a Weekend at Bernie's president who couldn't function and his staff just ran the country. Without his permission, without anybody's knowledge, his staff just ran the country signing presidential executive orders with auto pen. Just click of a button. Boop. Looks like the president just signed it, boys and girls. And no one's going to jail. If you want to save the United States of America, you have to take each and every person responsible for that kind of thing, and you have to throw them in jail. And it's not out of vengeance. That's not what criminal justice is about. You have to do that because it sends a message to the next group, should we ever be in that situation again. Should Democrats or Republicans ever elect a non-functional, drooling adult again? The staffers around that person may be tempted the next time to just run the country however they want, like a 16-year-old who steals his dad's Corvette. Unless you throw the people who did that in prison now, the next group of people are going to feel completely free to do it again. And they're going to do it again. They are. Because once again, everyone is just going to skate by. And not even so much as a slap on the wrist. And that drives me up the freaking wall because I care about my country and I want my country to continue as long as it possibly can. All right. We get what we vote for. We're going to touch on that and then we'll do some more emails. But before we get to that, we're going to talk to Luke Rozaik about the details of this gnome thing. Next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Do not forget that tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get those questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So Luke Rozaik, investigative reporter with the Daily Wire, he always seems to be breaking things down and getting into the details of things that matter. And I figured when it comes to the gnome stuff, we should probably hear from him and not me. So, Luke, the floor is yours. We have a new change in management at the Department of Homeland Security. Why?
Hey, Jesse, thanks for having me. So Christine Noem is out. Mark Wayne Mullen is in. I think it was kind of inevitable after that disastrous Senate testimony on Tuesday. One of the things that I really latched on to was she was asked about this story that came out of the left-wing news outlet ProPublica that she had given contracts that were later subcontracted to the husband of one of her top aides. So I didn't really know what to make of that, but to be honest, I looked into it and I found some documents even beyond, I think, what ProPublica had, and it's true, and it's actually worse than they even indicated on some kind of corrupt-seeming things, or at least some unanswered questions, where she had told the Senate, oh, well, these contracts, these $200 million in contracts to run ads starring herself, they were put out to competitive bid, and career officials selected who would get it. And so what I found is that they actually limited the competition, and only three handpicked firms were allowed to bid, and all three of them were politically connected firms.
Okay, let's drill down on that. All three firms that were put out to bid were politically connected. That's quite a word, politically connected. Politically connected to whom?
So they say that because of the emergency at the southern border, they didn't have time to put out an ad that said, look, we want to spend $200 million. Anybody who wants this contract, give us your proposal and we'll see who's best for it and has the best price. They said, we got on the internet and we did research to figure out which the best companies would be. And we came up with the names of three companies. Well, the problem is one of these companies was just formed a couple days earlier and didn't have any web presence. The other one has no working phone number, also doesn't have a website. They hadn't paid their taxes. And then the third one was like a Trump influencer who didn't have any track record of working on ads either. And so the first company was kind of a mysterious company tied to a guy that wound up subbing out some of the work to the husband of the lead spokesman for Kristi Noem. And this was, of course, coming through the communications department because it was advertising. So it kind of went to the lady who was running the program, to her husband. And then the second one was in some ways connected to Corey Lewandowski because he had been working for this guy down in Louisiana that was also tied to this same firm. So if you were coming up with a list of companies by doing an internet search that were like well qualified to do a $200 million ad campaign, it's just kind of hard to believe that these are the three names you would have come up with.
We did it's such an emergency situation that we dug in on the internet and we found companies that we already know because they're all friends of ours. So I have that about right, Luke?
Yes, exactly. And so the third one that didn't get the work was Erica Knight, who I think is like a special government employee for Cash Patel. And special government employee is the same classification that Corey Lewandowski has. And I've written about this in the past when Hillary Clinton was doing it, and it was super sketchy then, and it's still sketchy now, where special government employee basically lets you make a bunch of money using on related areas while also working for the government. And so obviously Corey Lewandowski is, apparently been basically the chief of staff of the Department of Homeland Security while technically not even being a government employee. And that means that the rules don't apply to him, which is not a great position to be in, because this is a really, I want all the illegals deported. You know, this is an important mission. It's kind of too important to have sidetracked by scandals and corruption. I mean, this is a tough task to deport all these people. And I think the department needs to be laser focused on that.
Speaking with Luke Rosiak, investigative reporter with The Daily Wire. Okay, Luke, so Kristi Noem is gone. The word is that Corey Lewandowski is gone with her. I know you have sources, much, much better sources than I do. What's the rumor about the why when it comes to Donald Trump? Is it just this? Was this the straw that broke the camel's back and he was already displeased? It's not a small thing to dump your own Homeland Security Secretary.
Yeah, I mean, I think that she basically said that Trump told her to run this $200 million ad campaign, which starred herself, and which was running in part on networks like Fox News, when if you think about it, the justification was illegals are going to be watching TV and are going to see this and are going to be like, oh, I better leave the country. So I don't know what illegals watch, but I would think they're not watching Fox and Friends on a regular basis. So the insinuation from Senator Kennedy, who I think had a fair line of questioning, was that this was more to build her own personal brand. And so she kind of was squirming, and it seems like she decided to blame it on Trump. There was another instance where she tried to blame something on Stephen Miller. And then, you know, that's kind of where I came in and found what, in my opinion, is very misleading, because she said it was competed. But I think when you only hand select three companies that can, you know, I don't want to say they rigged it, but like they made it so that one of these three companies that they picked was definitely going to be one of the ones that won. And then they could hide behind, well, it was competed. It really wasn't. It was competed only in the misleading sense. And then you also had her asked by a Democrat if she was having an affair with Corey Lewandowski. And I noticed that I don't believe she ever said no. She just kind of stonewalled and took offense to the question. So there's a lot of a sense that I think she wasn't being on the up and up. And I remember the great Congressman Louis Gohmert once asking Peter Strzok about his affair with Lisa Page and saying, why should we believe you as a government official if you go home every night and you lie to your spouse? So I think that's a fair question to ask if she is having a affair with her top advisor. And I don't know anything about that beyond what's reported, but it doesn't seem great, you know?
Oh, what a dirty business. All right, Luke, We're setting this aside because I only have time for another question. You're always digging into something and reporting something. What's next on the agenda? What did we just miss? What kind of dirt are you uncovering today?
I think we're not done with the Medicaid fraud, Jesse. Doge was told, you know, you can't touch Medicaid. It's non-discretionary. It's like 10% of the federal budget, but it's all just doctor's bills. There's nothing to see there. This is so much fraud. We can't just see like what Nick Shirley did and just move on to the next flavor of the week. I mean, we've got to operate the government in such a way that we get rid of this waste and fraud. And that's where the money is Medicaid.
Oh, man. I've warned people because I keep getting these little whispers in my ear. I've warned people that it's going to be bad enough that you're going to consider a tax revolt. Not that I want anyone to do a tax revolt, but Luke, is it going to be that bad?
Well, yeah, and the craziest thing is a lot of the scammers don't even pay their taxes. So they'll get like $10 million in Medicaid and all these other government programs, and you look and they all have tax liens. So it's just like kind of us productive Americans, we got to pay taxes so the scammers can take but never even give, even when they're actually have become quite wealthy.
Luke Rosiak, go read his stuff at the Daily Wire if you want to be on the up and up of all the comings and goings. Luke, my brother, I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on short notice. I appreciate it. Hey, it's bad. It was bad. It looks bad. It's your money. Credit to Donald Trump for handling the problem, all right? Credit to him for handling the problem. Let's move on. Let's knock out some emails, shall we? That's always a real good time. Someone has a question about ICE. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, which is tomorrow. So before we get to the emails, as promised, I do have to address what I said before. The House of Representatives, you understand how it works. It's different than the Senate. Thomas Jefferson himself adored the House of Representatives because you take a certain area and you pick one representative to go represent the interests of that area in Washington, D.C. And lots of times, well, I shouldn't say lots of times, sometimes we look at those guys and it's someone we like and we say, man, that's friggin' awesome. Yep. Eli Crane of Arizona, Navy SEAL, solid dude, humble dude, there fighting for us. You look at Eli Crane sitting there in the House of Representatives and you say, yeah, I like that we have a House of Representatives. But then we get Jasmine Crawford.
People be sexting.
And what you don't like and what I don't like is Jasmine Crockett, Ilhan Omar, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, you name it. They are accurate representatives of their area. The problem is the area. It's not the Jasmine Crocketts. Jasmine Crockett, because she ran for Senate, she can't go back to the House now. You know who's going to win her seat? Her pastor, Frederick Haynes III. But pastor might be putting it a little strong. He's a reparations activist. Gotta pay us what you owe us. One of these fake black pastors who sells communism and racial division from the pulpit and tells you it's the will of Jesus every single Sunday. And so, yes, we are finally rid of our queen, Jasmine Crockett, and that's fine. But how many times did I come on here and tell you Jasmine Crockett accurately represents her dirtball district? And after you get rid of Jasmine Crockett, if you have the same percentage of dirtballs in her district, then you're going to get just another dirtball representative because that's what dirtballs vote for. That is the uncomfortable truth. Ilhan Omar, I've talked about this. Look, I can't stand her as much as anyone else. Trump hates her, and you hate her, and I hate her, and she's corrupt and shouldn't even be here, and she should be denaturalized and deported and all those other things, and all that stuff is true. Ilhan Omar accurately represents her district. That's why she keeps getting reelected. Oh, AOC's so dumb. She's a dumb communist from the Bronx. What an idiot. Okay. That's true, I guess. AOC accurately represents her district. That's the ugly truth. You look at what happened in the Texas primary on Tuesday with some of the House races and people who lost their primary. Because once you're a sitting member of the House of Representatives, it's difficult to bounce those people out in a primary too. You end up getting funding and swamp funding, and you have money to spend for ads and things like that. How did they lose? Well, there's always a variety of things, but part of the reason they lost was the people of their district felt they weren't being accurately represented by that person. And so they went out and they voted them out. It's ugly to think about, but the House of Representatives is accurate. Ugh, doesn't that make you, not give you the willies? The House of Representatives is accurate. And I understand there are illegals who vote there, and that's going to make up for some things, and the fraud and the stealing and the cheating. And I realize that, but in large part, the House of Representatives is a House of Representatives. Ugh, that's icky. Maybe that makes you feel gross. And that's even, Relief Factor can't help with that. Relief Factor is about your physical pain, you see. It's not about the emotional anguish you feel knowing that the House of Representatives accurately represents the United States of America. It's about your physical pain. The aches and pains that hold you back. Ah, my elbow hurts all the time. Oh, my neck, I can't sleep. What is the pain that holds you back? Maybe it's from sleeping or walking or working or doing. You don't have to live with pain. Don't accept that lie. Don't just tough it out. Put down the pill bottle. Try a supplement, a 100% drug-free supplement called Relief Factor. Join the over million people who already use it. Why do you think that is? Because it works. You don't have to take my word for it. You can try it for 3 weeks for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com, or you can call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Dr. Jesse, I guess they're already coming in. You had a clip where Senator Durbin was hammering Noem about ICE rounding up too many non-criminals. Noem came back saying he wasn't counting DUIs and theft, etc. in his criminal numbers. Isn't she setting us up for more backlash when we move from deporting criminals to deporting all illegals? Supposedly, we're just starting with the worst of the worst. Deport them all. Well, yes. That's because she's a Republican and not an anti-communist. An anti-communist understands the word games communists play, and communists play these word games because they're always interested in the revolution, and they do things like that. You know why? To keep you boxed in. They're always trying to keep you boxed in so that even if you run right up to the fence, you can't get through it because you agreed with them on their false premise. They already have Republicans already saying, well, no, it's just the criminals, just the super violent criminals. Well, it's just the criminals and the drug dealers. That's just the start. All of them. Well, maybe not the women. Women too. Goodbye. Take your kids with you. Get out. And we can't stop there if we want to save the United States of America. You realize that. Once we're done with that, we got to start denaturalizing and deporting the legal ones who are here committing crimes. And there's a lot of those. A lot of them swindling this system. The H-1B scams have to stop. The people who have abused these green cards have to stop. The student visas. We have a long way to go. Oh, I'm happy you can focus on the murderers and rapists first. That's fine by me. But don't you dare think you're going to get just to those, get rid of those, and then say, all right, sounds good. Go back to picking the jalapenos. No, not happening. What, Chris? That's what she said. You're Maria Salazar. That's what she said. If you don't know that.
You know, freedom is not free.
Maybe you don't know that either. We have another hour, final hour. Next.